Reporter Colin Soloway of Newsweek is with the Army's 101st Airborne Division. He joins us from central Iraq. Colin Soloway, how precise can you be exactly about saying where in central Iraq you are now?
Unfortunately, I can't be particularly precise about it. One of the biggest concerns for I think any division that's setting up, particularly aviation, is the fear that the enemy might get an idea of where they are and be able to come after them. We're quite far behind 3rd Infantry Division at this point.
We're hearing a lot of noise as you speak, and I assume that's wind.
This is the second day of certainly the worst sandstorm I have ever seen, and many of these pilots who I'm with, who served in the last Gulf War, said this is just worse than anything they ever saw out there. Either this is a sandstorm which has gone on for the past 2.5-3 days, sometimes blocking out the sky entirely, turning day to night with zero visibility. Needless to say, it makes it virtually impossible for them to fly or maintain aircraft in these conditions.
I want you to talk a little bit about that. These aircraft, I assume, are Apache helicopters?
Yes, the battalion that I'm with has Apache longbows, which are the sort of upgraded Apaches with a big radar dome on top that allows them sort of fire control radar to be able to launch radar-guided missiles from quite some distance at great accuracy.
I want to ask you about these Apache helicopters, which are the craft that are with your unit there of the 101st. There are reports that after Apaches were involved in combat, one was shot down, and the others came back pretty badly shot up. Are the Apaches holding up?
Certainly, the attack by the 11th Regiment and the fact that they all came back with every single aircraft came back shot up and with one aircraft down, that certainly got everybody's attention here. As far as the sort of survivability or the issues of the Apache, one of the things they pointed out is they said, all 32 aircraft had holes in them and only one went down, which is a testimony to some extent of the survivability of the Apache that they could all come back. And those aircraft had a lot of issues. You had auxiliary fuel tanks on fire, rocket pods caught fire, under small arms fire, but they all made it back except for one. And it's not clear exactly what the cause was, whether it was a mechanical or whether it was actually due to ground fire.
Now, the unit that you're with has not yet engaged in combat, I gather, with its Apache helicopters.
No, they've not. Pilots are certainly keen to go, but one thing is that there is a great deal of concern about going into urban areas, and in particular, I think this is something which is important not just for aviation but for all units. What I've been hearing is a great deal of concern about the rules of engagement and the sort of rules of engagement laid out by Secretary Rumsfeld about trying to do as little collateral damage as possible, trying not to hurt civilians, and I think they're quite concerned about the reports of the Fedayeen Saddam shooting from the houses, shooting from churches, from mosques, shooting from hospitals, and I think they certainly would like to see a looser rules of engagement. They're concerned that in the need to preserve a hospital or a school, that they could be paying with their lives. And there's a lot of hope that they'll be able to, that this sort of Mr. Nice Guy tactics are not working, and that they don't want to pay with their lives for that.
Colin Soloway, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you. Bye.
Reporter Colin Soloway of Newsweek magazine, who is with a unit of the Army's 101st Airborne Division in central Iraq.